Welcome to the Grace for This City podcast. We're helping you turn your city upside down. Hey, I'm your host, Justin Goff. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. This is the Grace for This City podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Hey, we're helping you turn your city upside down. How are we doing that? Well, we're giving you scriptural motivation and strategy so you can get out there and get some stuff done for your King, King Jesus, that is. All right. Now, I want to encourage you in something. Just so you're aware, you got a heads up about what 2021 is going to parts of 2021 will be like. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." In the last days perilous times will come. Now, I know most of you are listening to me via audio. Of course, you can watch me if you want. Facebook, Grace for This City podcast on Facebook. You can watch the live video of when we record the audio. But if we had a chart, if I could show you a chart, right before the great departure of the church, you know, if you look at Thessalonians, before the son of lawlessness is revealed, there's a great, the New King James translates it, falling away. It's the Greek word apostasia. It's better translation would be departure. So it's not going to be like another dark ages. You know, a lot of people say there's going to be this great apostasy, where people are turning against the Lord. Well, that happens every day. I mean, people are totally getting crazy. They're getting offended. You know, Mark 4 says that offense comes for the word's sake. You know, people are getting offended every day. David wrote about it in the book of Psalms, you know, that you know, family was turning against him. Friends were turning against him. His enemies were, you know, beating down on him, all because he followed the Lord. People turn and twist and become apostates. This happens every day. There's not going to be like this great big turning away. A better translation based on context of both 1st and 2nd Thessalonians would be the rapture of the church or the departure of the church. But right before the departure of the church, and then right after that is the revealing of the Antichrist, capital A Antichrist. But right before the rapture of the church, there's a period of time called kalipos. Here in Timothy, the New King James translates that Greek word perilous. And so it's a period of time right at the end. I mean, he said this, that in the last days, the word last is the word eschatos, and it was a Greek nautical term. It was the furthest point on a map journey. It wasn't just like generically the end of a thing, but it was like the last day of the week or the last week of the month or the last month of the year. It was the very last possible thing, the last of the last. And again, they used it as a nautical term. And so if you were sailing the seas and you had a couple stops, where your last stop would have been eschatos. It would have been the furthest point on a map journey. So we're coming to the end. We're reaching the very end of a thing right before the rapture of the church, right before the departure, the apostasia of the church, the departure of the church. Right before that is a period of time called perilous. And these last days, the Holy Spirit is telling us to just be aware of what's going to happen in these last days. Now, my personal opinion is I think we're entering into those, we're entering into that moment. And I want to talk a little bit about that. The word know, he starts out, he's saying, but know this. The word know in this verse is a translation of the Greek word gnosko. And the word gnosko is a commonly used word that is normally translated knowledge. But in this particular verse, Paul, by way of the Holy Spirit, used gnosko in the present imperative tense, which means this message is so critical that it must be known, it must be recognized, and it must be acknowledged. It demands acknowledgement that you've heard the message, you understood what was being said. So whatever the Holy Spirit is about to say is so important that hearing is not optional. It must be known and understood. Holy Spirit then told us what we must emphatically understand, and here it is: in the last days perilous times will come. And Holy Spirit was warning us or giving us advanced knowledge and letting us know how we would discern that we have come upon the very end of the last days. We would know we have arrived at the final stretch of the very last part because the very last moments would be categorized as being perilous. The word perilous comes from the Greek word kalipos, a word that is used only two times in the whole of the New Testament. This word kalipos was used to describe a time where, watch this, words will be used militaristically. Now, that's very interesting. It's the militaristic use of words. That's one of the definitions of perilous or kalipos. It's a time where words would be intentionally spoken that would be hurtful, harsh, cruel, ruthless, cutting, wounding, and subsequently hard to bear. Now listen, I think, you know, in general, we've seen an uptick. We've seen an increase in the militaristic use of words. I mean, look at the media. Notice how the media specifically fashions the way they say things, the way they don't say certain things, things they say, things they don't say. Notice how they've fashioned the use of words in particularly to get a point across. Militaristic use of words, using words militaristically. And I think the media has been involved in that. Lots of the media, maybe not all the media, but surely a lot of the media has been used intentionally to say things in a way that would cut, that would be cruel, that would be harsh. Character assassination. The only other time the word kalipos is used in the New Testament is found in Matthew 8:28. Where Matthew used this word to describe the two demon-possessed men Jesus encountered. Let me read that verse. And when he was come to the other side in the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce. Fierce is the New King James word, kalipos, so that no man might pass this way. This phrase, exceeding fierce, used here in Matthew 28, again is the translation of the Greek word kalipos. And because the word kalipos is used there to describe these two demon-possessed men, it most certainly describes that they were vicious, ferocious, fierce, unruly, uncontrollable, unpredictable, and even dangerous. If you read the entire story in Matthew's gospel, it becomes clear that the people who lived in the region of the Gadarenes kept safe distance from these two men because they knew that being too close to them would most likely be putting their lives in danger. Two things we need to understand from these two passages. Number one, Jesus as the head has already gone ahead of us and encountered kalipos, or perilous times, and has set the example as to how we are now, as his body, to pass through. And the second thing is, Holy Spirit is emphatically and explicitly letting us know that these times, listen friend, the times that we live in now, will be marked by demonic activity. The end of a thing is another way of saying the fullness or the maturity of a thing. At the end, there is a maturity of function and activity on both the good and bad sides. So we are entering into a time where even the demonic realm is operating at a level and function we've not yet experienced. Now listen, I say all this not to alarm you, and certainly not to frighten you, but to prepare you so that you will not lose momentum and shy away or retreat from the amazing display of God's power and authority he intends to demonstrate through you to principalities and powers. Ephesians 3:10 says, his intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Just as Jesus encountered these times and was not moved but dealt with the situation head on, so you and I must take our place now as the times beckon for us to step up and step forward and walk in the glory that has risen upon us. Isaiah 60:1-2 says this, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Friend, I just want to encourage you that the days that we are living in are kalipos. They're perilous times, but you were born for this. You were created for this. but we don't need to be ignorant to our assignment that is ahead of us. Remember when he said that the wheat and the tares would grow up together and the angels would begin to sort it out at the end? Listen, things are coming into a maturity of function. There is a gross darkness over the people, as Isaiah said. But listen, darkness is simply the absence of light. And he said, you are children of the light. Walk in the light as he walks in the light. And then he said, I'm sending you into places. Listen, what do you think we're going to be doing? He's going to send us into dark places so that the darkness can be expelled and the light can shine. But don't be ignorant to the devil's devices. Listen, when the pressure gets on, you know, when you feel the press, know that it's just the strategy of the enemy against you. It's oppositional strategy. But the Bible says that even if you feel the press, you will not be crushed. I want to encourage you to not misread or misunderstand the press. We've been in a season of unprecedented peace. The church, in a lot of ways, has had very little resistance or persecution. But just because you feel something change, because you feel now maybe resistance at a level that you haven't felt before, friend, don't think it's strange. You've just entered in to the last remaining moments of time. Hallelujah. And that's totally fine. But the press doesn't mean you're defeated. The press simply means, hallelujah, he that is in you, you know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. When you feel the press, you need to remind yourself and encourage yourself in this. When the enemy presses on me, come on, that spirit of mine on the inside of me is going to rise up and is going to keep me from being crushed. Hallelujah. These are going to be amazing days. Now listen, we've never been this way before, but we're going this way now. You probably have never experienced what you're going to experience in 2021 and beyond. But I'm telling you, even though it's unprecedented, it wasn't unforeseen. We are living in scriptural reality. The prophetic outline that's in the scriptures, we're living into it. And even though you haven't experienced what you're going to experience in 2021, even though it's unprecedented, it wasn't unforeseen. And the Bible has been preparing us, is preparing us. Holy Spirit is preparing us. The living word, come on, for such a time as this, is coming alive to us right now. Grab a hold of it. That's what I'm saying. Stick with the word. Stay with the word. Don't get out here on the fringes. Don't get lured out here on the edges. Stay with the word. Stay with Holy Ghost. Stay with your church family. Stay with the ecclesia. Stay close to the remnant. Hallelujah. And keep your eyes set on him, set on Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. And you're going to do absolutely amazing because you were born for this. You were created for this. You've been graced for this. This is what you were called to do. This is your work. This is your assignment. Hallelujah. To navigate perilous times and to imitate Jesus. Once again, he's already encountered perilous times. He set the precedent. If you know the story there, he cast the demons out of those demon-possessed men, those exceeding fierce, the Kalipos. He just went on through in authority and power. And that's the precedent that's set for you and I. But I want you to be aware. These are vicious, ferocious, fierce, unruly, unpredictable, and even dangerous times ahead of us. But no need to fear. In fact, Jesus said this. He said, I've overcome the world. I've overcome the world. You don't have to be afraid. He said, I've already overcome it. I want to encourage you to not wrongly define what you're sensing or experiencing. You know, whenever you feel the press, that's, you know, the enemy would love for you to not only feel the resistance, but then also take on a spirit of fear. When you feel resistance, don't allow fear to come in. Define it appropriately. Whenever there's a press, know that the spirit of might is going to rise up in you. There's going to be something in, on the inside of you. Rise up to meet the resistance head on and overcome it. Oh, friend, think about this. The glory of the Lord is going to so rise in and upon us. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be absolutely tremendous. Again, we've never been this way before, but we're going this way now. Let me read you one more scripture that's in my heart in reference to this. Because one of the definitions of Kalipos was the militaristic use of words. Because the media, the mouthpiece of the media, it's not necessarily that there are people who are just, you know, beating your door down. Long, long before that would happen, there's a strategy of intimidation through words. They'll say a thing. They'll try and cut you with words. They'll try to beat you down with words. You got to understand the militaristic use of words. Now, we're not going to engage in it. We don't do what the enemy does, okay? But I just want you to know that long before there would be any physical altercations, there will be the militaristic use of words. Now, we find this in Daniel 7. This is what he said in Daniel 7. He said he's talking about the enemy, Satan, he will speak, watch this, pompous words against the Most High and against his saints. One of the translations says, in order to wear out the saints. Again, kalipos, the militaristic use of words. All the way back in Daniel was speaking forth. He said, look, the enemy will use pompous words. He'll speak out against the Most High, and he'll speak out against the saints of the Most High in order to do what? In order to wear them down. Listen, don't give in to it, friends. Don't be chasing fables. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. Stick with the word. Hallelujah. The word of the Most High. The word of the Lord. It'll be your strength. It'll be your vision. It'll be your guide in these crazy times. Hallelujah. Well, we're out of time on the podcast today. I hope you were encouraged by that. More to come. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is going to help us in 2021. Praise the Lord. It's going to be absolutely amazing, friends. It's going to be absolutely amazing. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for it. Well, hey, we would love to hear from you. If you've been encouraged or strengthened or blessed in any way, or if you'd love to have somebody stand with you in prayer, it would be our honor to do so. Give us a call at 870-741-9099. Leave a message. We'll get right back with you. Or send us an email at hello@gracecitychurch.tv. Thank you so much to all of our friends, all of our partners out there for helping us keep the podcast on the air. Hey, if you would like to be a part of that, help us get the podcast out there in more places, you can do that. Anything helps. Hallelujah. Send us $1, send us $10, send us $20, whatever. You can, various ways to do that. GraceCityChurch.tv/give. You can give there. You can text the give 84321 or snail mail it. P.O. Box 7, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. All right, friends, we look forward to seeing you and being with you in 2021. Until next time, be blessed.